Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
And welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous. And you're listening.
Happy birthday week!
I was like, Happy New Year! I didn't know where you were going.
Well, also, Happy New Year!
Honestly, oh yeah.
Rosh Hashanah. It's early this year, isn't it?
You know, it's always right around my birthday. The worst is when Yom Kippur was, because that's the rough one. That's where you have to not eat and, like, you know, atone for your sins, and it's like
we can't do that around your birthday.
It just never felt right.
We can't do that.
You know, it didn't feel like as celebratory when it's like you'll have the cake when the sun goes down. It's like, well, I want it in the morning.
Thank you. Yes.
But yes, so it is a new year,
and it is your birthday. Your birthday's on Friday.
I know, it's very exciting.
Very exciting.
33. Which you gotta know, as someone who my favorite number's always been 3. Which is like very original. And that was my soccer number. And I like love number 3. And so I've been waiting for 33.
This year. You're thriving.
It's about to be the year of
Jesse.
Me.
Yeah.
Sorry to everybody else.
33.
Yeah. 3-3. Okay. 3-3, 4-4. I always
4-4.
Love that.
See, I'm 4-4. So it's fun. We like the double
we
digits.
We love that.
This year. I do like that. I think it's going to be. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. After this past year of just like so much growth and so much insight, you're thriving.
It's like slam dunk. Let's go.
Watch me go.
I will.
I love that.
Thank you.
You know what we also have to celebrate this month?
What?
September is Sexual Health Month. Look at that.
Wow. That makes sense.
I think the official day is September 4th. But you know what? They then changed it and they said, hey, let's just call it a month.
Yeah, why can't it be a whole month?
No one's stopping them.
I don't know. I love that.
So, I mean, they'll try to stop lots of other things. But nonetheless, I say, let's take time to see how we're feeling.
Absolutely.
With our sexuality.
Oh, how are you feeling with your sexuality?
Well, I think okay. But so much of it is just like, and we won't go into it, but so much of the awareness is making sure like the rights and the education and the for actual sexual health,
right.
Which obviously is under attack right now. But so I think on a personal level, we all can just check in. Maybe everyone should make appointments with their gynecologist if they haven't done that in a while to see how things are doing up in there.
Good.
You know, just general health and awareness.
I love that.
I say up in there those
out in
men.
There.
Who listen, like if you need to go to a urologist or whatever, checking the health of everything.
Check the health
under the hood.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I love that.
Thank you so much.
I love that. And God, how have you been?
Well, I had a very good weekend because I had a friend in town.
Yes, you did.
My dear friend who just brings me so much joy. Just an old Nashville friend who just, you know.
Joy.
Again, a joy. I did try before he came to town. I did try to have activities.
Absolutely. To celebrate the month.
To celebrate the month. We needed to make sure the undercarriage was,
of course,
doing okay. Yeah. Holding up. So I've been chatting with one fella.
Oh, sure.
From Field.
Yeah.
We were scheduled to hang out on Friday.
Absolutely.
Which was very exciting. I was looking forward to it. Like, we had a good back and forth. We actually were supposed to meet up on Wednesday, I guess it was, whenever we had the crazy storm.
Absolutely.
And so he had actually texted that afternoon and was like, hey, I think we're actually getting like a really big storm. Do you mind if we reschedule? I was like, honestly, music to my ears.
You know,
I love to reschedule. And then we were like texting the next day. Yeah. Like, thank God we canceled. We didn't realize it was going to be that bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right.
So we were going to meet up on Friday.
Yeah.
Then he texted late Thursday night.
Yeah.
And he said,
let me read it verbatim
because I think I want to give it justice.
Yeah.
So he said, here it is. Here it is. Hey, Claire.
Oh.
I'm going to be real honest with you. Wow. I'm having one hell of a week, and I don't want to meet up with you if I'm not in the right headspace to give you the attention you deserve. Would you be okay if we rescheduled this to some later time? Sorry about the late text. Thought it was best to send this ASAP so as not to impede you from having something nice to do on a Friday night. Here's, how nice is that?
I love him.
I love him.
I love him.
And then my response was, I fully support your honesty and I totally get it. I'm around next week and beyond, so feel free to reach out when things look better.
Obsessed.
Right?
Obsessed.
So I, of course, am then more attracted to him.
I'm absolutely, my panties are down. You know?
No.
Like, I'm like, absolutely.
That honesty.
What is it about honesty?
Because it's so rare.
It kind of is rare and I love it.
I know. So I said, well, you know what? I was already kind of jived up.
Right.
So I messaged, I just jumped on field right after I received
I
said, well, I can lock in something in 24 hours or less. Did chat with a fella. We chatted about time, location, all of this. And then it was like, okay, well, here's my number. Let's text to confirm, like when you're on your way and all of this stuff. So then I texted. He texted back.
Okay.
No, he started. He initiated the text. I replied.
Okay.
And then he didn't say anything. And then later in the afternoon, I said,
hello,
knock, knock.
Yeah. Who's there?
And he didn't reply. And then nothing happened. So that was a failure.
And then
another failure of the week.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Is that 610 is annoyed by me.
Wait.
And let me explain to you why.
You've kept a secret from me as well. I had no idea.
He is annoyed that I don't text with him. So he said,
yeah, what?
Oh, I see. You don't like to talk. I got to look
you
it gotta up.
You
got
to read it. Because the problem is, I don't know what we're
look it up again.
I simply can't.
Because he also, like, he had texted a few things before. And then it was kind of weird because he had asked me for that work help. And then he was giving me, like, an update on that.
Oh, right.
Which I was like, okay, great, whatever. And so then, he called me. That was a problem. He called me one day. I did not answer.
Oh, my God.
I simply did not.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare
the
you?
Audacity.
Right. And so then I messaged like a couple days later and I was like, hey, you free? This was last Monday. I was like, hey, do you happen to be free? And he was like, no, but Wednesday. And so then Wednesday I had double booked with the other guy.
Which guy? The guy who canceled?
The guy who canceled. The guy, because we canceled because of the storm.
Oh, got it.
And so then he sent me a horrible meme.
Oh.
Showing jizz on this girl's leg. Which was
men
disgusting.
Are, that's insane.
Disgusting. So
was
I was
that
like,
supposed
OMG,
to?
No.
Yeah, no.
And then I said, okay, since it's raining like crazy tonight, let's hang this weekend, whatever.
Okay.
And then he said that he was heading out of town. So I didn't really reply.
Well, that makes
sense.
To
that. And then later that night, he said, guess you just cut it off when we're not hanging out.
Okay.
So then I said, no, I'm just not a good texter with everyone.
Yeah.
And then I was like, when do you get back? And he gave me a date. And then I was like, okay, have so much fun. And then, like, let me know, whatever. Because his daughter lives where he's going. So I was like, have fun with her, whatever.
Right.
And then he, like, hasn't responded.
You know what?
So I'm like, why are...
These are the moments where we have to be honest about what we're expecting from this. Because it feels
absolutely.
Like keeping in touch.
It's a field.
Yeah, texting. It's like, excuse me?
We're not... first of all, no. Don't. And he was also sending me voice messages before, which
absolutely.
I was like, I simply can't.
No, that's way too much. I never want to hear your voice.
No, unless we're in person.
I mean, my thing with texting is also like we can text to figure out when we're hanging out. And then honestly, like.
That's it.
You know, until we're like maybe, you know, a little more serious or we're in like dating
or, there's something
or
to
we're
actually
dating mode.
Say.
Like, yeah. Are we dating mode?
We are not dating mode.
That's what I'm saying. Because if we're not dating mode, I'm like, well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, and we had already had that discussion about like how I don't want to date. I was saying that like in general to him. And so he even said at one point, we were talking about a location. He was like, well, I would say I'll take you there on a date, but I know you don't want that. I was like, yeah, no.
Damn.
So he knows that I'm not
obsessed,
right?
Men want what they don't have, whatever, what they can't have. So honestly, now you're probably like the hottest commodity to
him. Although he seems pissed, he's not responding.
He probably is pissed, but he will respond when he gets back. We all know that.
He'll get back next weekend or this next weekend, whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I had a whole bunch of fails.
Well,
but that's okay.
But that's
fine. Yeah. I mean, we had a hurricane, and then I had a friend in town, so there wasn't much time to.
Much ado about
celebrate my sexual health.
Absolutely.
So what about you? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Oh my God, several things.
Oh my
actually.
Gosh, I can't handle
I have a lot of funny stories actually this time.
You better deliver, ma'am.
Humble bag. Okay, so thing number one, I was a part of a crime scene. Also, I almost okay, but I'll get to that later. So, Mr. Rain and I have been like, you know, really good in the sense of like I now put new like boundaries in place, which I'm really obsessed with. Like he doesn't sleep over anymore, and it's like very much like
we love that.
We love that for me. Like we really love how what that's become.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but the like whatever a week or so ago, I don't even know. He came over, and he was like. We were whatever. We were hanging out,
quote unquote, wink, wink, or actually hanging out.
No, because we don't hang out. So we were having sex and stuff. And
there we go.
What I really appreciate about him is like it's a really great time. I mean, we know that like it's really, really fun.
You all get along physically very well.
Physically or soulmates. Not really. Not but you know really, what I mean? Physically, it's really fun and easy, I'll say. And what I also really appreciate about him is like the man puts in so much time for me. Okay.
I love that.
Me too. And he's a good kisser and he likes to kiss a long time,
which
we know is
honestly, that's the best thing in the world for you.
Absolutely. So we're kissing. And then we like had sex. And then he was like, you know what I'm going to do? Just focus on Jesse for like
yeah.
a long time.
For sure.
I don't know how long.
Sure.
What I do know is that when it was over and I was coming down from my like
from the high
from my
that
high,
was
exactly he was like, are you on your period? And I
interesting.
I know. I thought, what an interesting question. And for like context, like my period was supposed to I keep a really I track
because
I have emotional like
ups and downs, I gotta track it.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
I was like, no, it was like 5 days from now is when it was supposed to start. So I was like, am I my period?
It wasn't just a day or something.
And remember, my brain is I just like.
Yeah, you were dumb dumb at that point.
I was dumb dumb. So I was like, no, he's like, OK. I don't want to scare you.
Interesting.
And I thought, okay. He goes, I think there's blood. And I said, that's interesting.
Okay.
But in my head, I was like when it was going on, I was like, your girl's squirting. Like, I was
wet.
Like, that's what's happening.
You wet.
Like, I was like, I guess I'm just a fountain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, I'm a sponge. I'm a fountain. I am youth. I am youth.
Yeah.
Does that make
sense?
You're youth. So, and so he said that. I said, I think he just has unfortunately never seen somebody who squirted before. You know, something like that. And then he got up to go to the bathroom and he said, clarification, it's definitely blood.
Okay.
And so then it's like, he turned the light on in the hallway and I saw him and he was, it looked like he had gloves on.
Like bloody gloves.
Like bloody gloves. And I thought.
Because he had only been digitally having fun with you. He was an orally down there. Well,
thanks
it
the
seems
gods.
So he would have.
I would like to think. I would like to think. And so, yeah, no, it was just digital. That's a funny way to put it.
I like to say digital.
Yeah, it was mostly digital. So, and then I thought, what is the scene now? Okay. And so then he turns the lights on and like there was blood all over. Like there was blood.
Stop it.
On like the sheet. Luckily, thank God, I like pushed the comforter.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I just want to think about. But so my sheets, me, and then like there was like an arm, like a hand thing down my shoulder.
Stop.
I felt like there was.
It was a massacre.
Now, what's interesting is also my brain isn't fully there.
Right.
It really wasn't that I was like, I'm dying. That was my first thought.
Of course, of course. The worst case scenario.
Yeah, my first thought is, well, wait, my period doesn't come for 5 days.
So this must not be that.
I was like, I'm dead.
Right. I'm internal bleeding.
I was like, I'm internal bleeding. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I would have thought that his brain was a little more there because he was like, did I scratch you? And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, he scratched.
Well, boys are dum-dums when it comes to periods. They
well,
don't understand
that.
So
am I, because I was like, in my head, I was like, I think I'm dying. Like, I literally.
There was no, like, you didn't even have the thought that it could be period blood.
No, because I thought I died. I thought I died and was dying.
You're right. Active and past tense.
Yes. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe.
Yeah.
Well, first I was like, wow, I must have disconnected from my body because like, how could I not have felt his nail scraping what should have been my entire
internal
uterus out of its body. Like, I was like, wow,
right.
How did I not feel
like
that?
Like, have a fucking knife. Like, it.
Yeah. And then I was like, and also, like, am I bleeding to death? Because
right,
this feels like
course,
too much
obviously.
Blood. Like, you
yes,
know what
course.
I mean? Because also I was like, well, when my period starts, it's always really light. So this is, we've fast forwarded 8 years or something.
Right.
Although I did know in the back of my mind that sometimes when I have, you know, sex before my period, it'll come like 2 days.
It
hasn't
yeah.
come that early in a while. To those who are nervous, it was my period.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to everybody.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The way it should be.
Just,
but
you know, just got woken up a little bit.
But Claire, when I tell you I was so scared and like disturbed and also confused, fully confused.
Fully confused.
Fully confused. Yeah. Like I was like, well, I don't know.
I'm dying.
I think I'm dead.
I think it's so funny that you were like, I guess I blacked out and didn't feel the.
That's what I thought.
The cutting of my internal organs.
Yeah.
If it was a cut from a scratch, like, which never would you have bled
never,
that much
no,
from a scratch.
No, to think about it now, it seems.
It's like logically.
It's logically. I wish he had helped me piece that together.
Well, he probably wasn't sure either.
Well, yeah, he probably wasn't sure either.
Again.
And so together we made a real ragtag
team. If you say you don't have your period, what's he to think?
Right. Well, and if you put enough time in, you mm-hmm. can pull your period out early.
Listen.
You can just demand to come
work.
Out.
Yeah. Jab, jab, jab. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I really laughed and laughed because
I love that for you.
I also love that for me because it was a nice reminder.
Was everyone calm by the time he left? Like he wasn't stressed after.
No. And that's the other thing is then when I saw him again, I thought, oh, just for your information, you didn't break me internally and
right.
I didn't lose an organ. And apparently he actually never thought about it
right.
after that
okay.
moment.
Great, 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 because
I was like, well, I was scared. I'll right. speak for myself. I was scared I was dying. I guess he was like, that's a lot of blood, not my problem. I'm not really sure.
Wow.
No, I mean, but he was fine. And then I realized that I just had my period.
Yeah.
So
I love that. There's nothing like a crime scene. Yeah. Especially if hands look like red gloves are on.
It was just such a surprise. I think that was the thing.
Like you had no idea.
I had no idea. And then when you like sort of discover and then there is blood everywhere, you're just like, I think I'm dead.
The handprint on your chest or on your
yes.
shoulder or whatever, that would make me laugh hysterically. I mean, it would terrify me, I guess, in the moment a little bit. But then also I feel as though I would like to think that I could put it together pretty quickly and then just be like, that's so
absolutely
funny.
No. So like I then when it was like, I like close the door to go to the bathroom to be like, I'm going to regroup because if I do have an organ hanging right out, hopefully I can
address
just
it,
shove it back in or sort of like put it in a baggie and go to the go to the ER. So it's like I close the door and then it's like I looked in the mirror and, you know, my mirror in the bathroom is like from the teat up or whatever. And it was just like blood on my shoulder. And I thought, well, this is goodbye. You know, like, I guess I'm dead. And so, no, I then was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So funny.
Is more what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. So
that could have been a fun shower time.
Another great conclusion.
Right.
Is like to do. That's what I'm saying. My brain
been
was
like,
not,
oh, boy, let's get in the
my
shower
brain
together.
Was not there. My brain was fully absent because I was like, I literally like. Think I. Like wiped myself down with a towel. And then use and then put that towel on my sheet to be like,
okay, soak it up.
Let's keep going, you know, or like,
oh, okay,
we can like,
you thought you were dying, but you said keep going.
I did. Well, I was like, well, at least now we can
interesting
at least cuddle. You know, if I'm dying, I'd like to go in someone's
embraced
arms. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Uh huh.
And I thought, don't let him know you're scared.
Wow. Well, you clearly did not show him you were scared because he didn't think twice about it.
No, everyone was fine. So,
okay.
I guess I'm not.
Did you continue activities or did you continue with just cuddling after everyone was clean?
I don't fully remember. So,
I'd be impressed if there was.
I don't think there was
activity.
Any more for me. No, I don't think there was any more for me. I think it might have been just kissing.
Okay.
I think it was just kissing.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually do think it was just kissing because I remember at one point, which, you know, once again, I'm looking for the physical is there. So it's like when he went to say goodbye, I think we kissed by the door for like an hour and a half.
Wow. Hello.
Something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
But then whenever he would even touch.
Uh-huh.
Because I think I told you I was really proud of this moment. He was fully dressed and leaving because he doesn't sleep over anymore.
Right,
and I was fully naked.
That is huge.
I know. It was a really huge moment.
That's huge for you. I love that.
I know. And but no, I think I was sensitive to the touch and I was also convinced I was dying. So I was like.
Right. That's what I was supposed to say.
I don't
like
think
you
there was
have
any touching.
Yeah.
But there was kissing. But that's it.
Yeah. Your favorite pastime.
So that was funny. So I am okay.
Okay. Thank you for that alert.
I am really happy about that.
Yeah.
Just to be okay. But I laughed and I laughed.
As you should.
Because sometimes I don't handle new information well.
Right.
And that was
like
a great
death.
Example of that. Yeah. Like death. So.
No, yeah, that is, especially if you're having a wonderful time and you think that it's one thing and then it ends up being another thing.
It's like having a sip of water and then it's Sprite. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, what a good analogy.
It really is true where you're like.
Sprite is the blood of soft drinks.
That's all I'm saying. Because like the thing is like I love having sex on my period.
Yeah.
And I actually like love when a guy's really into it and has no, you know. But when I thought it was something else,
yeah,
now I'm upset. Now I'm equally upset.
Well, and it certainly isn't what it logically is.
No. And
no.
So there was that.
Well,
so that was
go.
A fun time.
Okay.
But I did. I learned a lot about myself, you know, as I continue to.
Yeah.
And so, but then I went on a date yesterday.
Okay. Okay.
And what's funny about this date is I'm not really on Field anymore currently. And this is a guy from Field who like we talked like a month ago. And then I think I just sort of I don't remember. It was like I canceled and then he was out of town. And I was like, I doubt we'll ever meet or like, I don't know what this is. But he did. Oh, on his profile, he said he had anxious attachment style, which I was like, ding, ding, ding.
There's your favorite.
Yeah, I just love someone who's like aware
who
and like is working
it.
On themselves or whatever. So when we were first talking, we were talking all about that and like what, you know, he's in like therapy. He's like working on himself. He
we
like
love that,
which we love. So
we love the openness of that, too.
We love
talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So then I think when he came back or texted being like, I'm back in town if you want to meet up. And I was like, sure, but I just want to give you a heads up. We met on Field, right? Like, I'm not actually looking for anything casual right now. Like, I'm looking for to make a connection or whatever.
I love that.
I love that, too.
Very good to clear that up just in case.
Yes. And then he was like, good on you for saying your needs and wants
perfect.
Or something. And
perfect.
I thought, oh, we're talking the same
Thank
language,
you
for know?
Applauding this. Yes.
So yesterday was Labor Day. And so then he texted me on Sunday or something being like, hey, want to do a picnic instead?
A picnic.
A picnic, Claire.
And you had not met up with him before.
No, this was our first time.
Okay.
So
that's like a date.
Yeah. It like, honestly, I'm like trying to think back to dates. I'm like, this is kind of like, I'd like to think I'm putting this energy out there, which is like, I want someone who's going to really show up. Normally, this is a me thing, but I'm like, you know, the first time we meet, it can be like a quick drink and then you can fall in love with me and really care on date two.
Of course.
But sometimes I'm honestly worth it from the get.
From the get. But there is something about showing up. And you made it clear by saying, I'm not looking for casual. I'm looking more for a connection. So it's like, okay, well then I'm going to show up for this.
Yes.
Right? And put in the energy.
Let me explain to you. So like, yeah, then he was like, I'm going to bring a bunch of snacks. I'm going to bring like, you know.
Nice.
And I thought, you know, I'll say this. And I want to go on record.
Okay.
Okay.
Say it.
A man who has a cooler and a blanket for a park is a man.
Is a man.
Is a man.
Look at that.
Is a full grown man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
It's like, damn. Because I don't.
Like, I know. I'm going to have fun outside.
I don't. Let me be clear.
No, you don't.
I
have the blanket. I don't have the cooler.
I don't. Okay. And I don't have either.
But I also live right by the park.
Yeah, you live
so
right by the park.
So that makes a little bit more sense. So but anyhow.
But it's just like, wow, I think.
No, I think it's fantastic. He's ready for recreation time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I met him at the park. You would have laughed because at the beginning he was like, well, I'm at the east of this. And I was almost going to say, oh, dear, he doesn't know that I am. I literally have no idea. So I just started walking in direction being like, I'm just going to tell him when I get to a point or I'll have to call at some point because like I have no idea what he's saying.
Great.
And then I told him that immediately when we met. I said,
good.
This was a guess and I don't know east and west or north. I don't.
Or really any direction.
I really don't know. Like, I felt like that was almost a suicide attempt.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was like, we're never going to meet and that's fine. Mm-hmm. So then we sat down.
Well,
and
especially in a park. That's hard.
Isn't that stupid?
Because it's not like it's the
in the city. It's like I know how to. Right.
Right.
But not. First of all, in a story, I don't know directions. And then in a park, I'm completely stranded. So we sit. And I will say this about him and also me is like I've never been that emotionally vulnerable.
Wow.
I don't think on a first date ever.
That's huge.
I know.
How was it different in the sense like going into it? Were you like, I'm going to just be more open? Did he just make you feel more comfortable and you just pushed yourself a little bit more?
I think honestly, it was like, because I guess we had talked about the attachment styles and sort of like therapy.
Yeah.
I think first of all, he came in like, knowing, I mean, reviewing, I guess, what we had talked about and having like he was asking questions and then he was like sort of just being very open that I kept being like try to match him in
good.
My head, like try to meet him.
So he was being open.
Yeah, I think he was being open.
And
I
you
mean,
said reviewed, so he probably like looked back through your old.
Yeah, he did a lot of like, oh, how did that go? Or how did this thing go?
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I love that. You know I do.
I sort of loved it too, but I was also in maybe poorer on my part. I hadn't really reviewed.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's never my finest moment, but.
Well, but I mean, did you ask questions? Did you?
Yeah, I did. But yeah. I just meant like.
Okay, so maybe you didn't go back and review to have follow-up questions already.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's okay.
I'm really used to, I guess, on the first date talking about TV shows. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I really am, as opposed to like our childhood drama. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's pretty standard. Yeah.
So it was
keep
like,
it
surface. Yeah, it got like, or I, at one point I just started talking about like, I was really proud of myself for this because I think I had talked about like, oh, I've done a lot of work on myself. And he was like, tell me about that. And yeah. I was like, okay, Jesse, like how much are you gonna give?
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I guess why would I restrict it? Feels like I talk about it openly on any podcast I'm on. Like, why can't I? It's more obviously, it feels more intimate.
It's more intimate,
when there's somebody looking directly at you as you say it. And but I was like, just challenge yourself to like do that. Say so it. One thing I said is like, actually, one reason I joined Field, because it was like, well, that's where we met anyway. Right, might right. as well just say is like I had a lot of judgment of myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, had only allowed myself sort of like sexual freedom and exploration when I was in a relationship, which sometimes meant I stayed in things longer because I didn't know how to do that.
Fantastic. Yes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Again, I was really proud of myself.
You should be.
Yeah. I wonder if I was like amazing or like sometimes I think I had to be I was sort of fighting myself to not like, you know, get cold or close up or anything.
OK.
But I think
like when you were actually sharing the information.
Yeah.
Like you kept pushing to make sure you completed the thought.
Yeah, I'm almost positive I like could never keep eye contact during it because I was like,
that's
look
okay.
away
okay.
and find
okay.
your words. You know what I mean? Because I simply can't.
I simply can't
handle
Listen,
that.
One thing at a time. Okay.
Yeah, one thing at a time. And I was proud of myself for already sharing that much information.
That's fantastic. Absolutely.
And again, it's also learning the idea, which is like, this is me. This is my story.
Yeah.
So
it's a factual thing. You're not looking for sympathy.
I'm not
looking,
or anything really. And, you know, I guess in a way I was like, I guess the more I share, like the more it's like he'll know if I'm not for him or whatever based on that. So.
And vice versa.
And vice versa based on what he shares. So like we, you know, talked about that and then.
So was there any TV talk? Or was it all pretty much life stuff?
I think it was like briefly at the beginning, something happened where we both were like, oh, I don't know names of movies or quotes. Or
he said that too?
Yeah. And I was like, gosh. That's so fun. My friend
made.
Claire would, So we talked about that. He hasn't seen Defending Your Life, like every human in America. So I was like, whatever, I'm done. That was it. I'm done.
You can't get upset.
No. You get what you get and you can't get upset. Mm. So then we were talking about that. And then I was like, okay. Like, I wonder where this is going.
So what do we do? Because it's like afternoon in a park.
Girl, we met at
Labor Day
too, and it's like we're in a park. And I don't know if you know this about me, but for the most part, I was like, this is pre-Jesse, right? But it's like I was really anti-PDA.
Absolutely.
Like literally could not.
Yeah. We know that about like the holding hands and whatever because that seems more intimate. But even just a kiss in the daylight
is a lot for me.
It's a lot for you.
And I don't, I'm not sure fully where that comes from. I think it's like my parents ingrained in me that's respect, which is insane. Mm. But also my parents never touched each other or really kissed. So it's like that. I don't know.
Showing affection is not something you're used to.
No.
Yeah.
So, you know, a daytime date in the past would mean for me like we're not going to like kiss
or
be physical in any way. So I think I was like semi prepared for that, but then it also felt like we were at the point in the date where no one was saying words.
Or
we were speaking.
Just words were being said, but no
sentences. I remember
thoughts.
I was talking about being an organizational specialist and almost laughing to myself and aloud because I was like, nobody cares.
No one's paying attention.
You know? And before that, I had said something about like my neck was tense. And then he was like, he gave me a massage.
Oh, excuse me.
Which I love. And I will really honestly always accept a massage.
Yeah. I don't accept that well.
Oh, you don't?
No. Are we surprised?
I guess not.
I don't receive very well because then I'm like, okay, I'll do it for you.
That was a, okay. That was another thing where he was like, I like to give. And I was like, that's, I love to receive. I was like, we're really a perfect pair. Cause I thought about it and I was like, should I offer? And I was like, I didn't sign. No, I'm not going to offer. And like, also, I mean, there was a point that I kept, I at one point said like, you don't have to keep going, or like, you can stop whenever you want. And he was like, I'll tell you when, like, or I'll, don't worry, I'll tell you when, like, I want to stop or something, or like when it hurts my pants or something. And I thought, okay, yeah, he's a grown man.
I know.
And he will tell me when his thumbs hurt. Unlike me, who have literally gotten numb.
Yes.
From being like, this is no problem. No problem at all.
No problem. I'm happy to help.
So it's very much like, yeah, don't monitor his feelings in this. Yeah. Just monitor your own. Like, you don't need to offer a massage. I would have never said we're giving massages in a park.
No, you know what I'm saying? In the middle of the day. No.
Yeah. When I'm getting a massage, I can totally just like zone out and be like, I'm getting a massage. But giving, right. I'd be like, oh, sorry to the friends and family around. You know what I mean? Then I'd be like, is this weird? Sure. Probably. Yeah. So I, you know, was able to do that. So then.
So you're talking about nothing.
So we're talking about nothing. And I was like, I think that like it, the kiss is coming, and I think I'm okay with it because like, that's old Jesse. Like, I don't have a problem with, I don't even know anybody in this park.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? So we started kissing like a little bit, and I was like, okay, you know, how long? And it was, you know, we were sitting, and to me, like, it was like we're sitting up on the picnic, on the table, on the thing,
on the bench.
Or, like, we're on the grass, right?
Oh, you're on the grass.
We're on the grass just kind of, like, sitting, and we're sitting up. So I'm like, all right, this isn't, like, super comfortable or, like, but, you know, we're in public. So what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And then at some point it was like, we're going to lie down. And the kissing got a lot better. That's like at the beginning,
so
I was sort
driving
of
driving necessarily at the beginning.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, obsessed with it. And I was sort of like, okay, we have different
kissing styles.
But then it got better, and then Claire, he did this move, which if there's anybody listening, this is I think the new move to do, which is he was, then we were lying down, he was kissing me while massaging my neck.
Excuse me.
And when I tell you massaging my neck, I mean like he worked out a literal corpuscle, as I call them, or not.
Look,
he worked it out.
Okay, so you're laying down.
Yeah, like he had his arm sort of like out so that my neck, my head was
like on the arm, so
on
it was somewhat supported.
A little supported, but that always hurts my neck.
Yeah.
But then he was massaging my neck at the same time. So like,
here's my question. What were your hands doing?
Okay, so my hands, one of them was is always like cornered and almost
pinned underneath you.
Like, yeah, it's like comatose because like it did
on one side.
I think I put it, it's like I put it almost around my hip.
Okay. Holding yourself.
Yeah, because
well, if you're on the side, it's tricky.
Yeah, it's tricky. It normally gets pinned. You know what I mean? It normally gets pinned where I'm like, where is that arm? There's a moment where I'm like,
It goes dead
and like it's not gonna go under him, I don't think.
Right.
And it's not exploring. This is not the time to be exploring. So that hand is just pinned and dead.
Yeah.
The other hand, I think I do like hair and sort of like
maybe back, maybe arm.
Keep it up. But we're staying up, but that's where we are.
Above the belt. Okay.
Yeah. So one of his arms was, I guess, under my neck, and the other one was literally working a knot out.
I love this.
Time of my life. Like, I was
time
like, this is
of
the
your
best.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then this is a very funny part to me.
Okay.
So afterwards, like, I don't remember when after when we were figuring out, like, sort of where.
So how long did you do that?
Okay, so what's really psychotic is I was gone for around 4+ hours. So we talked for about 2 hours and we kissed for about 2 hours.
Stop. I cannot handle.
I know.
How long you kiss.
I love to kiss.
It's so funny to me because I just do not have that. I'm like, all right. Now, I have to say there have been kissers in the past that I'm like, oh, I could do this for a long period of time.
Yeah.
But it has to be Like, it doesn't all, it's not always there. Like, toilet passer, Albert.
Yeah.
He
was a great kisser.
Like, our kissing was so good. I kissed him for a very long time when we would kiss. But, I mean, and then, you know, there are other issues. But then the majority of people that I kiss, I'm like, okay. Moving on.
I think that I'm like, I love kissing so much that sometimes I just want to kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, also, again, we were in public in a park that what's really nice about that is like there is no.
But I mean, you still went on for 2 hours.
I love to kiss.
I know. But I mean, even you say like, but you're in a park, so nothing more is going to happen. But the fact that it was like 2 hours in a park is impressive.
Yeah, because, you know,
you just resigned yourself to it. You're like, I'm not stressed about this.
Well, I couldn't be stressed. He was working the knot out.
That's true. That's true. Very true. Very true.
Like, I was almost like my head was almost dead because I was like, he's working this out and I need to relax my neck. And
absolutely.
Also, like, I'll just let my lips do whatever they're doing.
Sure.
But yeah, we were doing like, you know, deep kissing and then like just like fun kissing.
There we go.
If you don't like to kiss, bring kissing back. Kissing is the best.
Bring kissing back.
I think kissing is everything. I'll speak.
You heard it here.
It really.
You really did.
Yeah, because I think, I mean, like,
and
I even
really
want to get to the point where, and Mr. Bagel would do this sometimes when he denied me sex.
Denied?
He would be like, we can kiss. And I'd always be like, okay. Like,
we can kiss? Thank you.
I mean, yeah, that wasn't. But Jesus. I guess it's like, I love the idea of just like, I should always be able to just kiss my partner forever.
Yeah, I think it's, again, you made a statement right there.
What did I say?
My partner.
Yeah.
I mean, I never have partners. I just have hookup buddies. So I don't like, so I'm like, okay, let's have sex. Like, let's get on with it or let's do more. So I think I think with my partner, I think that would be something fun to be like, no, just tonight, let's just make out.
See,
let's
and
just
yeah, you learn a lot about them, or I do when you make out with somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. You learn about, like, well, first of all, I feel like you get a nice little peek at what's gonna happen in the bedroom.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. Some guys are like more aggressive when they kiss. Some guys are like really
soft,
gentle,
right?
And like what they do with their other hand.
Yeah.
What do they do with
what
that
do
other
they
hand?
Do
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are they checking it? Like, I just, you learn a lot about them and about, like, even with kissing, it's like, how quickly can they can you find the rhythm, the new rhythm maybe together or make adjustments, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing.
That's a very big thing, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, like, I don't know. I've always said, like, a kiss will make me want to go farther or make me want to stop.
Yeah.
And I just think kissing is so fun.
I can't say that I've ever kissed someone and decided to not have sex with them.
Really?
Mm-mm.
What?
Like, make-out wise, not just like in public kiss. Because I'm like, if we're doing it, we're doing it.
What if the kissing's bad?
Well, then I pray it's better in other areas. And
is it ever? No.
It's not. I'm not going to say it makes up for it, but somewhat better.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm thinking of, I mean, but again, this is its own animal, like Bubbles. Bubbles and I don't have the same kissing style.
Oh.
And, but I mean, is he, I can't say that I'm fully fulfilled. Like, it's not necessarily that much better in sex, but again, remember, he's complimenting, so we like that. But anywho, I don't think, because I think in my mind, when it's just like, when it becomes physical, either I'd want to kiss him or I don't, aka either want to be physical with them or I don't.
I see. And, you know, there's so many levels of consent. It's like, just because,
not for me.
Yeah, you're like, once you're in, you're in.
For me.
And I'm like, there's,
they can learn a lot about me from kissing me.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I wonder, because I wonder if, like, you're giving feedback or adjusting, or you're just going along with things, you know, because you want, that's easier. Like, I would
guess.
Well,
I think
that
it depends. But I do, if I'm leading, we go ahead. We move forward.
Yeah.
We don't just sit in the kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. But maybe that's a new thing to try.
Yeah, we'll say. We'll say.
Okay, well then later on.
It depends on if I like the kissing.
Well, if you don't like the kissing, it doesn't need to go any farther. And if you do like the kissing, then hooray, hooray. And maybe just sit in it. Kissing is so hot.
We'll see.
I love kissing.
I know you do.
I just love it so much.
Yeah.
I'm the spokesperson, really.
You are. You really are.
But so later on, at like, he goes, he says to me, so you're not really into, or you're not really into talking, are you? And I thought he was saying that because we kissed for 2 hours, and I was like, LOL.
Like, oh, you'd rather make out or whatever.
Yeah,
than to
and
talk?
I was like, well, my friends would really disagree with that, but sure. I was like, maybe it takes me a little bit to like open up. And we looked at each other in like a weird way for a while, but I was like, then I got in my head about like, was I not talking enough? Like I was thinking about that. And then he was like, I don't remember if he clarified, but he's like, you don't like, you're not into that much tongue.
Not talking.
And then I was, I laughed hysterically because he thought in his mind, he said like, you're not really into tongue. And I said, well, you can talk to my friends about that. And they would really
disagree. I lick a lot.
I'm big into tongue. Hellos and goodbyes. And so I like died laughing. Like, how long were we sitting that before he clarified?
Right.
I don't remember. But I thought that was so funny. But then I also then was like, wow, that's true. At the beginning of the kissing, I remember being like, ugh, like there's
too much tongue.
I don't like tongue. Yeah, I don't.
As we said before, it is a sauce. It's a spice. It's not the main ingredient.
And for me, tongue only comes when we are going through the levels.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? When we're kissing, I'm sort of like maybe every now and again, but I really just don't like a thing. Like I don't love that. But anyhow, I was like, wow, he made that adjustment then, because I didn't say anything. I just remember, I mean, I think I obviously was shutting it down with my mouth as much as humanly possible.
Right.
But like he really,
he picked
knew
up
that.
On it.
Yeah, he knew that.
Which means he's very in tune. He's like paying attention, which is so nice.
What a great sign.
What a wonderful thing.
I know. I was really impressed by that.
Yeah.
Because I just was like, well, my neck was getting massaged and I fully just thought the kissing kind of got better.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, that's why you practice.
That's why you do it.
That's why you got to put in the time.
Yeah, you really do.
But yeah.
I love that. So then you parted ways? Like, how did it end?
So then he was like, should we get dinner? And I had to pee. And I was like, you know, I already had
4 hours with him.
Yeah, I already had dinner plans. And I was very much like,
all right, we're
done. You know, it's good. And so, but then he had a car, which is amazing.
Humble
and he
brag.
Drove me back. And what was interesting about the drive back is, you know, we got in the car and I was getting situated.
Yeah.
And, he, you know.
Did he make an excuse or anything for his car? I know you love that when
I
you guys
do, love
do that.
No, I don't think he did, but
a comment about it.
Yeah. I'm sure he said something. Yeah, it's like, this is just to get me from point A to point B. And I said, absolutely. I think he pointed at an electric scooter and said that he's done that. And I thought, oh dear. But so we get in the car and he just starts driving and just sort of like instinctually puts his hand out, you know?
Interesting.
To like hold hands.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, why would he think the girl who's just made out with him in public for 2 hours
would want to hold his hand
or would have an issue with it? Right. That's
no,
like
I know.
Nothing. But like, also I was like, oh, golly, golly, you know?
Yeah.
But I did it. But
you did it.
I did. Yeah. I mean,
because you're in the car at that point. You're not like, I know the hand holding, it doesn't matter where you are when you do it. It still feels intimate,
it's
but it's
intimate.
Kind of like, well,
yeah.
He's obviously not a 10 and 2 driver.
No, not at all. So, you know, I think my issue with that is just only that it feels, you know, relationshipy and
right.
It just feels like premature, but some people like that.
Yeah.
And so
it doesn't necessarily mean it's relationshipy for him.
No, it just could be like, you know, so
a kind gesture. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be kind. So I did that, and then
good for you.
That was fun for us. Yeah. And he also then, this was funny, he started asking me about podcasts.
Uh-uh.
And I thought, oh no.
Yeah.
Cause like, don't be dishonest, but you know, I really hope.
But you don't want to encourage him to listen.
No, because honestly, it really stresses me out, right? Okay. The idea of him listening to this episode and knowing, A, he wasn't the person with blood all over him.
Yeah.
And B, what is this? Like, I just, no, it feels too much. Invasive.
Yeah.
And so as I was telling him about them, and I guess like, you know, I always think I'm, no one can tell I'm uncomfortable or something.
Right. That's so not true.
Yeah. So he was like, well, I can tell you're uncomfortable by this. And I said, you know, it's just like, that's a different version of me. And then also,
it's not necessarily a different one. It's just a version of you. It's just,
yeah. But then he said, he was like, I could understand that maybe it feels like a one-sided thing where
exactly.
I'm getting information and I'm not even a part of it, which is true.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is it. And like, there isn't anything that I would keep. It's just, you know, at this point, it's one-sided.
Yeah.
Podcasting, I look at as like my diary, kind of, you know, like I like to say everything I'm going through, but it feels really vulnerable if I know like the person that I'm trying to get to know and I'm hoping is getting to know me.
Yeah.
Is listening to my diary, you know?
Yeah. Well, again, I think it's very much a, you're not participating in how they're getting to know you. Yeah. I know some would say, well, I guess you are the one that's putting the information out there, but if you're both trying to, like, he isn't a fan.
Right.
He isn't just consuming content.
Right.
It wants to know you. So therefore, talk to you about it. Or talk to you about you.
That's what I think. Yeah. And like, yeah, I want to be a part of it. So he was like, okay, don't tell me the names of them. Because I was like, oh God, I know he's going to like, yeah. I was already freaking out about it. And then what I really don't like is when it affects the way I podcast.
Exactly. How you talk about it.
Because I'm in my head about, is he going to listen?
Yeah.
So I really like that he said he wasn't going to, and I expect him to do that. But I, you know, I don't like when that starts to happen. And I thought it was nice that he, you know, let me do that or have
Well,
that.
He identified. He saw that that wasn't something you were excited to share.
Yeah. And I think it's something, though, going forward that I know I can say, like, I actually don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not that you're hiding anything. It's just simply it feels one sided.
Well, yeah. And I don't want you to look at my job. It's like, it's just not fair to get all of this information and sort of ammo on somebody. Yeah. Without my, like, and then I don't know. And then it, like, it's happened before is the other thing, right?
Right.
It's happened before where I'll be dating somebody and then they'll say something that I'm like, I didn't tell them that.
Yeah.
And then they'll either say that they did or they're like, oh, I'm listening to you right now. And I'm like, God, that's, I would like to hope that anybody that listens to me, if I said, well, you can actually hang out with me one-on-one, they'd be like, oh, I'd rather do that than hear the podcast. Sure. So I think there's that fear of it. So
I think that's good. There was the, my friend, I don't know how much I've talked about him on here, but he was one who professed his love.
Yes.
He had started a blog.
Absolutely.
Back in the day. And he was like, why aren't you reading it?
Oh,
he was upset with me. And I said, well, I feel like that's too much information. Like, if you want to share something that's been upsetting you or whatever, because it was very much like it was very emotional blog from what I understand. I never read a word, but I was like, if something, like, let's talk about it, like,
right,
because then I can share and
we can have a conversation instead of I'm just reading your thoughts about me or the situation.
Yeah, but he was very bothered. He was like, I put that out there to me. I was like, no, I don't,
to everyone, not just to me.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So
it's a one-sided thing.
It's one-sided.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No.
Well, I'm excited about this date you had.
Yeah.
I'm excited that you shared as much as you did.
Absolutely.
Right?
I'm excited about how emotionally vulnerable I'm showing up.
Absolutely. And that you set this record straight before you met. Like, yeah. I know we met on this app, but I'm actually looking more for this.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Great.
Because I think that also put him in a different mindset mm-hmm. of, like, what to expect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We also, so to shift subjects a little bit, you introduced a show to me.
Yes, I did.
So we have to recommend this for everyone to watch.
Everybody needs to watch this immediately.
It is called The 7-Year Switch.
Yeah, I don't think it's the. It's just 7-Year Switch. I Instead like of add, the though. 7-Year Itch, it's The 7-Year Switch.
You may be familiar.
Yeah.
7-Year like Itch. It's on Hulu.
Switch, yeah.
It's on Hulu. And I got to say, so here's the... Look at that. So the premise is that there are four couples,
yeah,
and they it's like wife swap, yeah, essentially, but like in a more emotional, like.
Or it's fascinating. Ultimately, what I took away is like in the couples, whatever it is they're looking for, uh-huh, which normally has to do with them, like what they,
right,
it's like how they're different than them is what they're looking for. Right. Right. So if I said like, oh, I just wish someone was more emotionally available.
Mm-hmm.
You switch with someone who is more emotionally available to be like, is that what I want? Are other, right, things missing? Like, or is it the communication that's lacking? Or is it,
right. So they switch partners. Yeah. So then that they were almost with versions of themselves.
Exactly.
And the other. So yes. Then it's like, they're seeing a mirror of themselves,
yes,
and seeing how that dynamic doesn't necessarily work. Right. Right? So like one, yeah, set of couples that switched, it was like the very ambitious, very
business minded,
wanted to be working for,
closed off a little, always wanted control. So like a little bit emotionally
distant,
which I,
yeah, and not as only seeing business as like a value.
Absolutely.
And then their partners,
right,
were the caregivers,
yes,
and they cooked and they cleaned, mm-hmm, and they did everything and worked, but maybe weren't as ambitious seeming in their jobs.
Yeah. And more emotionally available, emotionally,
exactly,
like affected sort of by,
yeah,
lack of connection,
which almost makes sense in a way that those people are drawn to each other,
right,
because it's like, you need someone to take care of shit, right? And,
yeah,
you need someone to be excited, I guess. But, you know, you're going to be drawn to the opposite in a way. So it was interesting. So they, for 2 weeks,
yeah,
these couples have a fake, like, spouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then they, like, the couple set boundaries before. Right. But, of course, they're meeting with these therapists, which there are two therapists. One of them
is stunning. Charles
does not mince words.
Stunning.
Yeah. Now, granted, some of it could be from editing.
Oh.
But he does tell them, right. He gets them to see exactly what they're saying by asking the same question, like in a variety of different ways.
Yeah. I see so many therapists on TV that suck or,
yeah,
just like are like, are you sure? When they're really trying, they're
How
producing,
does that make you feel?
Right?
Right.
And,
right,
like, this was a therapist who was like, do you see what's happening?
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. We're not tiptoeing.
You're calling that,
yes,
out. And you could see that the person would get a little uncomfortable. Like, damn, you're right. I'm,
yeah,
pissed. You know?
Great. Like, really cool.
Really good. And we also, by the way, we watched season 2.
Yeah, season 2.
We might have to go back and watch season 1.
Yes. Well, that, only season 2 is available on Hulu.
Oh.
So,
yeah. Okay.
So everybody
else. Yeah, we won't spoil it because, mm-hmm, it is a fun ride.
We can talk about it more in depth next week, so
we
everybody
can,
has,
yeah,
time
people,
to
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there were a couple things that were talked,
yeah,
about towards the beginning that,
okay,
we both were like, oh boy, that's good. One of them, so talk about the caregiver and the,
yeah,
the more ambitious, I don't know what else
business,
to call them, business,
yeah,
minded. To stop asking, they were saying, like, stop asking for his help.
Yes.
Or her help, because that means that it is your job and your responsibility, and they're only assisting you when they,
right,
have the chance. versus, like, these are both of our responsibilities.
Which one would you like?
Exactly. Yeah. So lose the help, like, request.
I think that's great. Yeah, because I think the therapist was saying how, like, he might help this time, but then it's going to fall apart, right?
Right.
You need to make it something that's, like,
you're both doing
how
this.
Are we going to feel good about, yeah, these you know,
chores,
responsibilities,
whatever.
Yeah, that it's equal too.
Yeah.
Great.
And then the other thing that I think we both really loved, and with that same couple dynamic, was you cannot fall in love with someone's potential. Because if you fall in love with their potential and not who they are, then you're in love with a ghost.
Oh my God. Well, first of all, Claire, that's thank you for writing that down. Because
I had to write it down because I said this is phenomenal.
And it's so a trap I think we fall into with
dating.
That instead of seeing the person in front of you.
Yeah.
Right. And sort of like where they are right now. Not
what they
could
be or
should
say that they want to be. Because
no.
That could also change.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's who they are in the moment.
Yes. Because one of them, he said to her, like, you know, she's fallen in love with his potential.
Yeah.
But not him at all, which isn't fair to him.
It's not fair.
And
because he's never going to really live up to it.
No, but he never promised that. She obviously saw, like, yeah, he's wonderful. So there is.
He could do so much.
Right. But that's
so
not what he's choosing to do.
Right.
And honestly, that might not be what he ever chooses to do. That's what
exactly. You're
seeing that he could do. And as soon as could gets into the picture.
Aye.
Very dangerous.
You've lost control.
Yeah, and it's his choice, right?
Yeah.
It is.
So those were our favorite things.
Yes.
And then
good. There
are just lots of fun nuggets. And you definitely get obsessed with the people.
Oh, we were obsessed.
Yeah. And we will not spoil it, but we do recommend it.
Yes. Absolutely.
We just had to have that recommendation.
And next week I think we will spoil it.
Okay, we'll spoil it next week. So if you are interested,
yes, watch.
Hip hop. Get to it.
Absolutely.
It is. I'm not going to lie. The episodes are long. They're like an hour.
Well,
the first one's
super
long.
The first one is, like 1 hour and 40 minutes that you're like, damn. But then after that, it's like 42
40 minutes.
An episode.
Okay. So and just the first one intro.
By.
Yeah. I love that.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay. So everyone.
Go do that. Thank
watch
you.
If you want. I love that. Okay, so this next week is a very big week because it's someone's birthday.
Yeah.
Yours. It's your birthday.
You
know what I'm doing this week besides celebrating you?
What?
Is I'm starting a magic class. And it's not just
no
sleight of hand magic. It
right.
is harnessing my own magic.
A witch.
Right?
Yes.
A witch. That's who I am. Thank you so much. So I will. It's a 4-week course.
Damn.
You know me. I'm always looking for help outside and never really working on it internally.
Oh, no.
No, that's not true. No, but I am excited
that's
for this. So I'll give updates throughout. But that starts on Sunday. So next week I'll have a little bit of an update.
I love that. Saturday, I'm starting Liana's program again.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
So that's exciting.
So that is exciting. I think I want to follow along. I want to do the detox again. So
oh,
maybe
great.
I'll follow along
yes.
when you restart that with her.
Perfect.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that.
Okay. Perfect. Well, in the meantime.
Yeah.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But maybe it's year 33.
Year 33.
33?
33.
4-4?
33.
Yeah,
for me, though. For you. I'm so sorry. For you. But for me?
44.